You cannot interact from there with your relatives incarnated here, just send subliminal messages if they are responsive enough. There are no children among the disembodied third dimension, are all adults because there is no concept of age in the fourth dimension. There are spirits more or less experienced, the wisest and the most ignorant, each one will be with your group, the corresponding level in a community, appropriate to its frequency, among the many that exist in the region of the fourth dimension. Theoretically you could stay long in the fourth dimension but will want to return to the third dimension not to distance you from the known groups of your relatives and friends. You can choose to stay there waiting for the disembodiment of a loved one. In this case will be performing volunteer work helping the blue beings in the orientation of other humanoids. You can choose to go back to help friends groups who have fallen behind in their development of frequency as a volunteer. As you can see there are many possibilities. You will notice that there is not your place yet, will feel dislocated and want to return to the third dimension as soon as remember your whole career as a humanoid. I hope I have cleared the doubts of all. Another issue that continues to generate questions, it is about interdimensional interaction. There is no interest in beings from another dimension to interact with you. These ideas should have left of creative minds but not consistent with the truth of life in the third dimension. It's only story. It's like a mirror, you point to an aboriginal and tell him that you will hold his spirit there forever if he does not deliver the gold nuggets. Only a story. Dimensional beings more advanced do not need anything from the third dimension. They are taking care of their lives and have absolutely no motive or reason to interact here. Techniques of invisibility, levitation and mental holographic manipulation can often be confused with events of another dimension, but they are all techniques of the third dimension. How will be the events predicted? The brown dwarf is approaching, and the planets of the solar system are thrilled by the pressure of the energy field that precedes the system. Four ships of the Community Galactica are following the system. We do not know what may be planning. What do you call Nibiru, is the largest planetoid that orbits the brown dwarf. Well, taking all the doubts, it is totally uninhabited. This system is available for those who want to live in a cold planet like Saturn. I guarantee that there are much nicer places. Mars would be one of them. According to the current route, the forecast continues the same. In early September it will be at 1 astronomical unit from Earth, and in early October it will be face to face with Earth. The consequences are mainly the effects on the tides, and realignments of tectonic plates. With the tectonic movement, volcanic processes will spread to all regions of contact between tectonic plates, without exception. All volcanoes that have not yet erupted will become active for sure. Avoid these areas is a cautious procedure. The presence of the system between the Sun and Earth will cause CMEs direct toward the Earth, and this will cause the interruption of your electronic systems. The effect of gravitational interaction between the two celestial bodies will destabilize the orbits of your satellites, literally. Even your moon may be affected. We have some magnetic propulsion units installed on the moon to try to correct to the maximum extent possible the current lunar orbiter. In the case of major events taking, we are ready to attempt an emergency rescue, first to people in level 1, and they will help us in the subsequent rescue of survivors. I believe we will receive orders to intervene in October, if no change of orbital current framework. All changes on the planet will culminate with the alignment of the planet with the center of the Milky Way on December 21, 2012. Date which coincidentally ends the cycle of galactic translation of your solar system and the reversal of the galactic hemisphere. On that date, the planet will officially to the level 1 of frequency. This is the general framework of this event, if nothing is changed until then. After 2012, there will be many contacts of other societies, supervised by the Community Galactica to help you to organize your new government. Technologies for reconstruction and social organization will be provided. Your current governments and their associates will be neutralized and prevented from taking control of society on the planet again. Your armies will be neutralized and disarmed. The planet's resources will be made available to all races remaining. Your new representatives will speak on behalf of the people of planet Earth and no longer in specific ethnic groups or nations. You will choose your new partners, the species that may coexist with you in the bonds of friendship and technological development. I believe that with these explanations, I should have taken a lot of pending doubts on hundreds of questions. Video 48, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 48, June 21, 2011. Friends, we have been busy at the base in Antarctica and the moon base. There are a lot of movements here in the solar system, and many large ships in the center of the system close to the sun to recharge the systems and monitor activity with probes of atomic absorption in readiness. The Community Galactica is very quiet. There are opinions that it is planning some action in the orbit of the dwarf star. I will try to keep you informed. This colony cannot be extinguished by a cataclysmic event after so much investment in it, so if they realize this possibility, they can adopt some palliative measures. I know it's hard for you to understand that on your planet cannot get all the current inhabitants, but it is small, there is a limit to the planet's resources. You in these new times, have the opportunity to develop other colonies if necessary to maintain biophysical balance of the planet and everything that lives in it, just as my society currently maintains three colonies off the planet Mother. Your current government wants to maintain control and keep it current plans in progress, even though the presence of the Community Galactica, because they intended to legitimize the territorial possession. But that possibility does not exist because the frequency will determine who goes and who stays in this new society. Possibly they may be adopted by the reptilians, so that genetic research can continue in their own colonies. Look, no one will drive them away, but they do not reincarnate else on the planet Earth from the change of frequency. We knew of the existence of an official request from the reptilians awaiting the appointment of Earthlings as a race for the occupation of the planet Mars by a mixed colony reptilian Earthlings. If the plans of your elite go wrong with respect to the planet Earth, they are trying to ensure the planet Mars as a particular planet of them. It would be a good plan if not for the association with a colony reptilian unreliable. Possibly these are undesirable neighbors, but you will have to live with it in your solar system, in case this came to be realized, as it seems. Now let's look at some specific questions. Question, Iponic asks, what can you tell us about Fukushima? The release of plutonium in reactor 4 is horrible. What will the Community Galactica do? Are they already there? Iponic, the problems currently caused by errors in calculation of your own society are the sole responsibility of you as a race. To be considered as a race, you have to prove being responsible for your actions, and not being treated like children who need constant attention and guidance of elders. This is a reality, with which you have to learn to deal from now on, or are adults or are children. As given to the characteristics of government adopted by you has become increasingly elitist, the Community Galactica will intercede for the new colony, which soon will be enabled by 10% of the population, which could increase for the level 1 of frequency. The Pleiadians will be instructed to neutralize the effects in remaining regions where your new cities will be installed. With the tectonic movement, any atomic power plant that is buried in this process will have its radiation absorbed by the magma of the planet. Question, Jose8 Copyright asks, what are the paranormal manifestations? Are these reptilians? Joseph, paranormal manifestations are any abnormal phenomenon occurred in the third dimension. A ship becomes visible, an artificial being projected by bioholography through a wall, interacts with objects, or fly. These are all creations of the advanced science of the third dimension. There are some people with the brain activated by a genetic abnormality that may seem strange phenomena, witnessing scenes of parallel universes or become remote observers, but do not have control and do not know how to interact with such sensitivity. In all cases, these people do not know what they're looking, why, or where these events are occurring. Question, a mate asks, I plan to take my family to what I hope is a safe place. If you and your fleet were ordered to help us, how do we know that is you? Reptilians and their greys will be out there too. Mate, I think CP has advised you. But, anyway, know that any ships that come to attempt a rescue of survivors will not be reptilian. The reptilians know that cannot be directly involved with this humanoid colony, so do not worry about it. Ships from Andromeda, Pleiades, Aldebaran, Sirius, Arcturus, Camelopardalis, Alcides, Crullians, among others, will continue here at the request of the Community Galactica. Therefore, the reptilians will not be directly involved with this action because their ships would be easily detected. Question, Yorick asks, could you enlighten us telling at what exact time or period a soul is derived to a human fetus or newborn? Stating present humankind is far from reliable birth control techniques and usage, apologies to that, may abortion be tolerated to this age, practices to which I apologize us for as well, but do comprehend? Yorick, once a fetus begins to form, may already have fallow waiting for this opportunity to reincarnate, but in reality, that soul will only be transferred to the fetus in the case of earthlings. Between 90 and 120 days of formation, because only then the brain will be ready to be stimulated. Anyway, an abortion is a process that should only be used as a last resort, not to avoid pregnancies arising out of irresponsibility or lack of proper programming. I hope this has taken away your doubts. Today I need to return early because we have a full schedule helping major changes being made on the base of Antarctica. Over 100 spacecraft are down there right now. See you in a few days. Friends, do not stress by the events to come, everything in the universe is cyclical. Blasphemes the number of turns that you will give in your sun, regress your development. You incarnate or not, is you, an intelligent individual unit that is part of a whole chain of development. A tree to generate light must burn, intelligent beings can spontaneously generate light. Jonathan_crops2.jpg The biolight is also present on your planet, you'll see fireflies spontaneously generate light, and many marine animals that also generate light. There are cells that are organic light emitting, that is, the light may be biologically present in all living things, but in the case of the aura, the wavelength is very different from the existing light in the third dimension is a light from the fourth dimension. You will meet some third dimensional beings that can emit light, they can simply illuminate how fireflies do. Don't you TMT think you are seeing ghosts? They simply live in places that the light body is a necessity of life. Everything is written in the genome. With the advanced genetics, you can create flowers that literally illuminate your path. You still have a lot of nice things to see, have barely begun to know the universe. Video 49, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 49, June 24, 2011. Question, Jonathan and Rose asks, Mithy, can you explain about this crop circle? It seems it has different small straight lines outside with different position. Jonathan, interesting finding, this is an old Atonian symbol with some added details. Externally this symbol brings encoded like rays of light the name of Inkiea, a designation of God the creator and master of Earth. The humanoid genome, name used since the time of the Saxes, Atlantis, Sumerians and Tar of the Egyptians. This is the God of knowledge, the supreme creator. Many European cultures have adopted and adapted Inkiea to their cultures. The star outside, mark the cardinal points and a planet, dwarf star in this case, star named for them Lucifer or morning star, coming from outer space, getting in your solar system through the southeast. The Hopi ancient civilization, brought thousands of years ago the concept of Inki of northern Eurasia to the Americas adapted to their culture, calling the final adjudication of men, sent by God the arrival of red and blue kakina, the colors preferred by the supreme creator God to purify the old earth. Question, Todor asks, Mithy, at the beginning of these meetings you said that the two other planets where 90% of people will reincarnate will be at very backward level of development. Does it mean that they're these people will not have anything we have now, no technologies, no internet, no electricity, and how much time will they need to reach level 1? Todor, in the planet 1, the society will be like in the early Middle Ages, far from technology. The planet 2 is in the initial phase of the Industrial Revolution, as the Earth 200 years ago, a little too far from current technology. To achieve a level 1, these societies will require development similar to what you had. Only time will tell when they will get. Question, Todor asks, Mithy, if our planet now is so bad, having weapons, wars, hunger, diseases and so on, why 7 billion people decided to reincarnate exactly here? Is the Earth the only left planet at level 0? Todor, the 7 billion, they have not decided on their own. Most of these spirits are new ones, created from the couples who have them. In the latter stage of the Earth, you have reproduced beyond any expectation. This was caused by poor representation of your governments, keeping people in a state of ignorance as you usurped the natural resources of their regions. This state of ignorance is that led to chaos on your planet population. When, during this century, your elites realized the error of logistics they had committed, undermining the stability of the planet, they decided to put in action plans for drastic population reduction. Question, some mates want to know specific information about the cats, animals, long considered outsiders. The big cats were brought by Atownians about 12,000 years ago. Lions, leopards and tigers were used as protection in ditches and areas near the entrance to premises or old cities underground by many cultures since Lemurians, Atlantis, Saxas, Egyptians and South America cultures. These animals came from ancient hunting planets in Andromeda. Later, they brought the domestic cat from Atauna TMS planet as gifts for Saxas kings and later to Egyptian pharaohs as special creatures to purify the environment from pests and negative influences. They are sensitive animals, independent and proud, and how they were originally developed on planets with different type of lighting, they can spot frequencies that the eyes developed on Earth cannot see. They can see our fields of invisibility. The following questions are some from Mate Dean that combines several selected questions in dozens of emails. 1A Mates, I would like to know, in the fourth dimension, can we still do the physical things like eat, sleep, and have sexual relations? I do not know why this need for you to know that things are still thousands of years apart in your evolution, but that's okay. From what we know, these biological functions still exist in other dimensions, differently than we do because the matter is much more energy, the light becomes part of physical formation, and this should bring about structural changes in the quantum dynamics involved in sensations and physical needs. 2. Will the new era begin with an ice age? After the increase of solar radiation due to the passage of the dwarf star with the sterilization of the soil, there will be the tectonic shifts that will deliver thousands of tons of volcanic ash into the atmosphere. Because of this, temperatures are expected to decline considerably across the globe. This mini ice age will be like a pasteurization of the environmental radiation after the bombing. Your governments know this, they stored seeds of edible plants to take control of the food after the cauterization of the soil. The remaining societies will be assisted by fellow aliens to go through this difficult phase of adaptation until the planet's atmospheric stabilization. 3. If the Earth and the galaxy have upper and lower hemispheres, does the universe? No, the positions of galaxies in the universe are random, there is not the sense of below or above. Each solar system or galaxy has its midpoint caused by their rotational motion, and from that point of balance of gravitational mass is given its equate to defining the top and the lower hemisphere. 4. Mithy, how are you so aware of the procedures of the fourth dimension if you are a part of the third dimension too? See, we are at level 5 of the third dimension, this means that we know more about the universe than you at the basic level, right? 5. The Pleiadians that will incarnate here in the new age, will they be at a level 1 frequency to match the planet? Yes, Pleiadians have colonies that are at level 1 and some will be incarnated here as missionaries bringing new knowledge. 6. Are there a lot of new spirits born in more advanced societies? Yes, new spirit generated by more developed societies are the product of seeds that are more pure and rich in knowledge, that brings spirits newly formed with the characteristics of their parents. 7. Which colony is the majority donator with regards to DNA for Caucasiana TMS? Caucasians came all from colonies Pleiadians. The Russians and their tribes derived came from colonies Atownian. Asians, people of different systems here in the Milky Way. Latinos came from colonies of Arcturian and Krugs. The tribes of the Middle East are derived from various breeds of Sirius, as well as blacks from Africa. 8. If a person feels nothing, or even feels good when doing something bad, does that raise their frequency? Of course not. If a being has a behavior that is only good for him against other around him, he is an aberration in that society. He is in the wrong place, does not belong to that place and should be isolated or sent to their own environment. You only improve your level of frequency when it is harmonized with the environment. 9. In the new age, will it be likely humans be sexually breeding with other colonies? Yes, this usually happens when two humanoid races have some affinity, generating common descendants. Sometimes this is very good for the breeds involved because they can acquire new features and improved physical endurance. 10. Would we be prepared to join the Community Galactica if the reptilians didn't give us technology advancements? A society does not depend on their technology to be part of the Community Galactica, only the level of frequency. The technology required for the development of societies officially recognized is provided by the community without any problems. 11. Was Earth at a higher frequency in the past? Considering she has harbored other advanced colonies? Does the frequency oscillate or increase? Or is it to do with the consciousness of the civilization itself? No, the Earth will experience a new level of frequency only from this new age. In the past, was established colonies on the planet with DNA alterations as a regional developments, were specific experiments, therefore had to be removed from the planet to continue the development of appropriate environment when they reached the expected level of frequency. 12. If I had a violent childhood, does that reduce my frequency? No, your free will is what counts in your degree of conscientization. Flowers are born amid the manure. If the person has a good character, no matter where it comes through, or how much suffering, keep your personality above all vicissitudes. 13. Current theoretical science claims there are multiverses with other me's living in them, making different decisions, and living in different physical boundaries of space. Is this true or are we like snowflakes? No two are the same? No, there is not a mirror of our quantum reality. Each person is unique in the universe, regardless of the dimension where he lives. This is simply a novel of fertile minds. 14. What is the story that leads to the creation and organization of the Galactic Community? Community Galactica was initiated some 11,000 years after a global war between several great civilizations for control of planets and solar systems. Many civilizations have become extinct, destroyed entire planets. Chaos in trade and production of resources sacrificed many solar systems. After a truce, there have been several meetings of leaders of societies proposing the creation of regional galactic communities to keep representatives of all interactive societies, level 1 upwards, to mediate any disputes and protection of the colonies in developing basic levels. 15. If other planets can enter level 1 in the Community Galactica without having to live through catastrophes, how is it decided when the time is right to make contact? Mate, the colonies do not go to another level of frequency, necessarily with disasters. In the case of planet Earth was a coincidence. Our colony has never had any disasters in from level changes. What causes the change in frequency is the level of conscientization and harmonization of a society as a whole. While there are big social differences, and suffering caused by the misallocation of resources, the aura of the planet is unstable in the same proportion. In a society level 1, these differences between the inhabitants almost ceases to exist, creating an atmosphere of optimism and well-being. If your planet is the ideal number of inhabitants, it would be possible to isolate this population from the events to come, but you are many, more than 10 times what would be physically impossible to administer. When a colony known as for level 1, is automatically invited to the Community Galactica corresponding to their region in the universe. Video 50, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 5th, June 29, 2011. Question, Carlo asks, Mithy, what the ramifications will be if the dwarf star is diverted like you said might happen in the last video? Will events still occur this fall, such as the financial structure of our society coming to a halt? Our satellites become inoperative? Will we still see two suns? Carlo, in the case of a deviation in the route of the dwarf star, you will not see two suns, and it will not approach the Earth. As your government's agenda has been triggered, even if the deviation occurs, the planned events will continue in action, based on increased solar activity, reversal of the poles, etc. Everything is an excuse to artificially create disasters, and certainly off your satellite network to isolate the remaining inhabitants in their respective areas without information of what is happening elsewhere on the planet. Question, Tade asks, Mithy, do you know anything about Missouri River flooding? As to why are elites doing this if they are doing this? Future_map_US_2011_CP.JPG, Tade, there are major faults in North America. Your government know it's only a matter of time before events happen, so, everything indicates that they are planning an action that will trigger the final page of the agenda for the beginning of population reduction. Do not ask us why we do not interfere. We cannot interfere in your society yet. You have to prove to the universe that is viable, not vice versa. Anyway, answering your question, CP showed me a map required for this region made by you and is very close to what will actually happen in this region in an imminent event, caused by retention of water in the north to be released deliberately, causing the sliding part of the territory to the ocean. The base Arcturian of Bermudas is in readiness in this regard because the Caribbean tectonic plate activity can start from this imbalance in the Gulf of Mexico. Question, Irving asks, I was wondering, considering on Nibiru, if there is any info you could give me on base locations to survival, or maybe a map layout of the areas with the most grounds and which are less on the tectonic spots like Japan. Yeti MM also considering trying to get 50k to buy two spots in a Vivo's shelter. Irving, I think this has already been partially answered. Being outside of coastal areas and the area that will slide into the sea, you are able to protect themselves if it is in a shelter or not. Be sure that this will not guarantee anything. If it makes you feel better or more secure and you have access to it, do as you wish. These large shelters may have sealed their entries for any sliding or twisting structure may represent risky choices. An underground subway or even the sewers, with many exits, would be options that I would use if necessary. A sealed place for nothing or nobody be able to enter, can become a tomb well closed where no one can get out. Question, Paul asks, what size of a pole shift do you expect? Visitors claim 90 degrees with the new poles off India and Brazil, do you agree? Paul, these people visitors must have information, virtually impossible to achieve. You see, you cannot assume an inversion of geophysical poles from the current tectonic setting. There is no basis for this calculation because the weight resulting from the interaction of the plates and his new position will determine how the planet will heal and in which quadrant and angle after the interaction of gravitational forces. If we take into account the tendency of these interactions, regardless of any change in lunar orbit, the geographic pole may be located on the shaft Australia, Northern Europe. See, this is not a statement, on the contrary, I would be frivolous to assert something that does not hold all the data to compile the answer. Question, Paul asks, also, they say some will not have humanoid bodies, they refer to an octopus body, on a water planet. Do you agree? Visitors also say they will inhabit Earth with bodies, genetically engineered, being a cross of human insitus DNA. Do you agree? Paul, I do not know who they are, but the more you talk the more I doubt their existence. Humanoids are always humanoid. Genetic manipulation has ceased for this colony for a long time. The society which shall become effective on the planet in this new era of interaction intergalactic will be you with a level of brain activation consistent with the new frequency of the planet. Anything said otherwise is story to frighten children. Question, Dinand asks, in your last video the current position of the brown dwarf was shown. The Sun, Earth and brown dwarf were in a triangle towards each other, so the conditions to see the brown dwarf were met. Sunlight reflects on brown dwarf back to Earth, Din, and will only be possible to see the dwarf star when it is the same distance from the sun.